Welcome to Hot Grease. I'm your host, Nicole Taylor. This Heritage Radio Network program is brought to you by Cabot Cheese. For holiday recipes, let the great taste of Cabot Cheese make them even more special. Award-winning Cabot Cheese, 100% of our profits go to the New England and New York farm families. For more information, go to CabotCheese.com. Every week on Hot Grease, we bring people back to what's great in food. Culinary traditions, cooking at home, knowing your farmer, or even growing your own food. I spotlight good food fighters and the culture of the good food movement. From chefs to tastemakers to moms on a budget. Today, we'll be talking Food Network Digital. If you are listening live to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network, our live call-in number is 718-497-2128. If you have not watched Food Network or search for a recipe via foodnetwork.com, A, you live on another planet, or B, you are lying. In the studio to chat things all Food Network Digital, we have Angela Moore. Angela is the vice president / site director of foodnetwork.com. Welcome to Hot Grease.
Thank you for having me, Nicole. I'm happy to be here.
Take us back to 1993, the start of Food Network TV.
Way back in the beginning in 1993. I can't believe that it's been that many years. But, you know, Food Network started out as a very, very small network of just some really basic how-to programming. Some of those programs and introduced the audience to the food world. And a lot of those people are still around today. I mean, way back in 1993, we already had Mario Batali. We had Alton Brown. Yeah. So those talent that we had from the very, very beginning are still around. But it's pretty basic, as I said, just standing in the kitchen and stirring and showing people how to do basic techniques. And then everything has just exploded since then.
Numerous Heritage Radio Network guests and hosts have been either featured of or are part of the Food Network family currently or in the past. Like some of the cooking channel shows have a few guests that have been here in the studio. Linda Palacio is a former employee and the host of Snacky Tunes. I think they worked on Throwdown, Bobby Flay's Throwdown.
Yeah, cool.
What are your thoughts of Food Network's brand on today's progressive food culture? On the impact?
Well, I just think that, you know, it makes me very proud to work for Food Network because Food Network has been such a pioneer in just making people think more about food and about cooking and about what they're eating over the years. Certainly, we have an impact on the website to really reach people every day, moment to moment. But having the cable station, you know, just really, I think, really kicked that off and just got food into people's heads more and exposed experts and chefs to them and empowered them with more knowledge on how to cook and just started to make people really feel passionate about food.
Recently, I found a butter stain foodnetwork.com recipe.
Mm-hmm. And I have lots of this.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's probably like from college. When was the online platform launched? I can't even remember.
The website's actually been around for over a decade. So it was one of the first food and cooking websites out there and has always been one of the biggest or the biggest. So yes, we've been around for over a decade. Our last big site redesign, which is what you see now when you go to foodnetwork.com, was in October of 2008. So it's been a little over 2 years since we had a massive redesign and brought our recipe database to the forefront and added tons of great information about all of our shows. So what you're seeing today has been more recent, but yeah, we were around as an itty bitty bitty little recipe search site way back in the day.
Yeah, I can't even remember the web. I can't even remember Facebook changes 6 months ago. You know, people get all upset. And I definitely can't remember the web 10 years ago in foodnetwork.com. What elements on the current site have always been available to folks like me from the very beginning.
Pretty much just basic information about the shows when they're airing, and then also the recipes from the shows. But that's basically it. I mean, we didn't used to have, we have all kinds of, you know, community areas now where you can meet other people like you, where you can interact with our talent. Of course, there's no Facebook, no Twitter, none of that kind of stuff back then, no mobile. So yeah, it was just very basic. Like, I want to know when I can see Alton Brown on TV, so I'm going to go look at the website and then maybe I can get a couple of recipes. It's grown like crazy.
Some might think this question is very crazy. But what does it mean for a brand or a company to be digitally savvy?
To me, I think it means that you have your finger on the pulse of everything that's happening in the digital world, and that you are able to be accessed on multiple platforms. So what I mean by that is that it's definitely not enough anymore just to have a website. You need to be a big player in the social space, which we do have a very active community on both Facebook. We tweet frequently at Food Network on Twitter. And then also mobile has just become huge. I feel like unless you really do have your site, your social outreach, and your mobile platform, you can't really be a big player in the digital world.
Yes, we are actually going to take a short commercial break. Is this a commercial break, sponsor break? What? And come back with more Angela Moore. What's my name?
The New England and New York farm families who own Cabot Cooperative are offering listeners a chance to win some of the world's best cheddar simply by calling into this show at 718-497-2128 or emailing us at info@heritageradionetwork.com. What a great way to start the holidays. And we'll be picking a winner for the program 2 weeks from today. Cabot Creamery is a proud supporter of what Heritage Radio is all about. Let it play. Say you gotta leave, but I know you wanna stay. You just waiting on the traffic jam to finish, girl. The things that we could do in 20 minutes, girl. Say my name, say my name. Wear it out. It's getting hot, crack a window, air it out. I could get you through a mighty long day. Soon as you go, the text that I write is gonna say. Oh, nah, nah, what's my name? Oh, nah, nah, what's my name? Oh, nah, nah, what's my name? What's my name? What's my name? Everybody knows how to work my body. Knows how to make me want it. Boy, you stay up on it. You got the something that keeps me so off balance. Baby, you're a challenge. Let's explore your talent.
Welcome back to Hot Grease on Heritage Radio Network. Check out our program schedule and show archives on heritageradionetwork.com. Remember to follow us on Twitter. Tell a friend. We are at HRN Updates with an S. That is our Twitter handle. And if you're on Facebook, you can find us Heritage Radio Network. Maybe you woke up yesterday wanting to learn how to boil an egg, or you had a dream about a dish with butternut squash and honey. 9 times out of 10, you search for answers online and not your cookbook shelf. We're chatting the world of digital with Angela Moore from foodnetwork.com. I want to take a few minutes to cruise the foodnetwork.com website.
All right.
So if you're listening live or you're at your desk listening to this podcast after the live broadcast, pull out your computer, folks. So I'm going to go to foodnetwork.com. It pops up immediately in my Google cache here. My favorite things, I was on here yesterday prepping for the show. I love the app, but I'm going to talk about the website first.
Sure.
I love the Thanksgiving tab. So do you guys change this, the front tabs? Are they always the same, or do they change out based on the season or holidays, or what?
Well, you see that Thanksgiving's there now. I mean, right now we're all Thanksgiving all the time. It is the biggest food holiday, and it's our biggest holiday on foodnetwork.com by far. In terms of the tabs, what you see there is generally what you see there for most of the year, but when we do have a really big food holiday, as I said, like Thanksgiving or grilling during the summertime, we'll have that up at the top as well, just so that when people get to the homepage or any page of the site, they can immediately access the particular season or the particular holiday that's happening around that time. The way that I think about the site and talk about the site is really that it's broken up kind of into two parts.
Okay.
You can look at it as half recipes and cooking, which is really the instructional, the how-to, our database of 45,000 plus recipes.
Wow.
And then the other half of it is everything that's related to our shows and our Food Network talent.
Gotcha.
So if
okay.
you want to find out something about Giada or her show, you can go into Shows and Chefs. Or if you're really there just to find a particular recipe, you can go into Recipes and Cooking.
So I see that on the left side, so if you are listening now and you're on foodnetwork.com and you haven't been here in a while or this is your first time on here, the what's next? I think last night it was side dishes here. So is this something that just changes in and out or...
We change the homepage very frequently, and especially during the Thanksgiving time period, because it's so interesting what we've seen in the past in terms of what people are looking for Thanksgiving-wise. There's almost this pattern that we see where the first week of November, everyone's like, okay, it's time to start thinking about Thanksgiving. But you don't want to really start thinking about like how to brine the turkey or
right.
the hard stuff. So we see that people are really starting to look for appetizers. It's like they're just beginning to dabble into thinking about Thanksgiving. And then from there, it progresses to dessert the second week. Dessert's fun also to think about.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. And then we see that people start to get more into thinking about the turkey. And the week of Thanksgiving is all sides all the time.
I guess I never thought about it like that. But I definitely think you're right because like 2 weeks ago...
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, I was just thinking menu planning and I tweeted about it like, oh, I know I'm going to have a turkey.
Right.
But I actually last night started going looking at more sides and thinking about my desserts. That's amazing. And speaking of Thanksgiving and all of this amazing data that you have about people that are coming to foodnetwork.com,
yes.
I hear that the website is the top destination for meal planning for Turkey Day.
It's true. We're very proud of that fact. We are the number one website, the number one destination. We have been in the past. Of course, we're very hopeful that it will be the same for us this year. And our Thanksgiving area has been doing really well. It's at foodnetwork.com/Thanksgiving. We just try to outdo ourselves every year and really make it bigger and better than ever. So this year we have over 500 recipes for Thanksgiving,
oh, wow.
as well as over 200 videos. So you can find everything from huh. Alton Brown showing you how to make a great turkey to side dishes to anything that you could possibly be looking for Thanksgiving wise.
So the videos, that's something I haven't navigated or had a chance to navigate in
okay.
depth. I've done it on food2.com, which mm-hmm. is one of your sister stations. So sister websites, excuse me.
Yes.
Where do I go for videos? Do I just go inside a recipe or do I go to top videos?
There are a lot of different ways you can access them. You can go into top videos.
Okay.
You can also go, if you know that you want to watch full episodes, we have full episodes of some of our shows, which is also at the top of the page. In addition to that, though, if you know that you want Thanksgiving videos,
okay.
you can go into Thanksgiving and there is a how-to tab within Thanksgiving that houses a ton of videos that are all related to Thanksgiving.
So these videos are from shows? Are these videos like user-generated stuff or...
Currently not user-generated. What we have a variety. We have some videos that are taken from TV, but we cut them down into nice, easy-to-watch segments.
Gotcha.
So instead of watching the whole show, you can just watch the particular piece that you want of Paula Deen deep-frying the turkey. And then in addition to that, we actually film online exclusive videos as well. So this year we did some fantastic videos with Alton where he goes back and he talks about the first Thanksgiving and how Thanksgiving has evolved. And we worked with Bobby Flay to put together some throwdowns, if anybody's a fan of Throwdown. And
yes.
you can check those out here also. So it's really kind of anything and everything you could possibly want. But TV and beyond, TV and web only.
So what are some cool, if you can give us some really cool, like, searchable things, like the top search things on foodnetwork.com, if you could do that. I'm just very curious to know what do people...
Absolutely. If you look over the course of the year, it's really predictable and kind of boring. But we can meet everybody's needs for the basics, because we have tons of recipes for things that we see people searching for, like chicken and pork chops and salmon and beef and cake and cookies and all of those really, really, you know, basic things where it's like, I have chicken in my fridge. What am I going to make with it tonight?
Okay.
But then in November, people are really thinking about Thanksgiving. And so we see that our searches, really all of the top searches, are ranking for Thanksgiving search terms. So things like turkey, mac and cheese is a really popular side dish, as well as mashed potatoes on the side. Of course, pumpkin pie and stuffings and dressings and anything and everything Thanksgiving related is really what you see rise to the top in November. And interestingly, Alton has a recipe. It's called Good Eats Roast Turkey. It's been our top recipe for Thanksgiving and on the site in November for the past 6 years running.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Someone asked me if I'd ever made the turkey, and my response was, I'd love to. I work on Thanksgiving because of my job, but other people that I work with have made it, and it has over 2,500 five-star reviews on the website. This turkey
really?
Is supposed to
because
be
I see Alton, I see him almost like a foodie, a food person, a scientist, like a teacher.
Definitely.
And I'm just shocked at his recipe. Not that he's not making great food, but I don't know what personality I thought would have the top recipe. But Alton is practical, so that makes sense.
Exactly. Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of scientific. You want to cook that bird perfectly. So he tells you how to do that. And then in terms of our other top recipes, not surprisingly, a lot of them are from Paula Deen. Her cornbread stuffing, her pumpkin pie do fantastically well. And then so does Alton's baked macaroni and cheese is actually our number one Thanksgiving side dish, which I always kind of find surprising because, you know, I grew up in Texas and people eat a lot of mac and cheese, but I never really thought of it as being something that you had for Thanksgiving, but people love it.
Oh yeah, that I definitely equate. I hear people recently, I was having a conversation with someone via Twitter, mm-hmm. Lita Meredith, who's been on the show before, about Brussels sprouts. I did not grow up. That's a very Northeast New England or side dish.
Absolutely.
And mashed potatoes. I grew up with mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I guess
sweet potatoes probably instead of mashed potatoes. And yeah.
And speaking of, we're talking about foods that are local. And this question, probably all of my locavore friends who shop very hyper locally, they're probably wondering, what can I go on Food Network and what's there for me? Is there something for me on foodnetwork.com? Is it all about personalities, or is there a way that I can go and find out what to do with my parsnips that I just got in my CSA or / community supported agriculture?
Sure. I think that's the great thing about the site. As I was saying before, we do have all the information that someone who is a fan of Paula Deen's show would want to come and find. But in addition to that, we do have 45,000 recipes in our searchable database that have really anything you could possibly want to find. And in addition to that, we also, you know, have our fantastic videos as well, which is something that is special to our site. So if you go to the farmer's market and you pick up some crazy looking vegetable that you've never heard of before, and you ask the farmer what it is, and he tells you, and you're like, what am I supposed to do with like this crazy looking purple cauliflower? We have so many recipes and have had so many shows that we've collected the recipes from. Plus, we have all of the recipes that appear in our magazine, Food Network Magazine, also available. So I can pretty much guarantee to your listeners that within that many recipes, they're going to be able to find something that will instruct them and help them to make something delicious out of what they found at the local market.
And would you recommend they go to, I see you have a tab called In Season Now.
Uh-huh.
Is that the best way to search for recipes or fruits, vegetables, or whatever you picked up from the farmer's market?
I would say I think that's a good place to browse for, you know, the top things that are in season at the current time. So right now, if you go to In Season Now, you see a lot about cranberries and you see a lot about potatoes, which are both in season and are kind of the most popular in season produces that are available in markets and throughout the country at this time. If you want something kind of more obscure, I would say definitely go to the search, because then you'll see not only recipes, gotcha, but also videos as well. And you can learn how to prepare a particular ingredient that you might never have used before.
Yeah, because I don't see, I have a bag of sunchokes at home.
Uh-huh.
So I probably would just probably put sunchokes in.
Exactly.
Because it's not on the homepage. Great. Yep. We are going to take a short break and come back with more. Keep listening, guys.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
A place above with no words to the lead, free of all atrocities and suffering, because I feel the unconditional love from one who cares enough for me. Should erase all my burdens and let me be free to fly like a bird, take to the sky. I need you now.
Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network. I am your host, Nicole Taylor. Hot Grease is produced by Jack Inslee and engineered by Nat Wiener. This program is being sponsored by Cabot Cheese. For more information or inspiration on holiday recipes, go to cabotcheese.com. Let me give a Southern Girl's hug to Roberta's Restaurant, located at 261 Moore Street in Brooklyn, New York, the location of two sustainable shipping containers known as Heritage Radio Network. Welcome to the digital age, people. I know you must know that we are in times of everything online, from mobile apps to video games, social media platforms. You can find all things edible with your fingertips. If you're just tuning in, we are talking with the top curator of food content via the web, Angela Moore.
Thank you.
I've been playing around with the new Food Network iPhone app. Mm-hmm. I came to the launch party.
Yep.
That was last Tuesday. I absolutely love it.
Great.
Yeah, I was thinking last night I need to do something different with sweet potatoes, and I found a sweet potato casserole, Tyler Florence.
Excellent.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. One of the cool features, I have my iPhone, I don't think it's on, is that you can look by personalities. Mm-hmm. There's so many cool different ways that you can use the iPhone app. Please tell our listeners about that.
Sure. Well, exactly. That's a good point. You can search by chef. You can search by category, really browse by category if you know you want a chicken recipe. You can also just put in a search term and search that way. So yes, the app is brand new for us. We do have an app that we launched earlier this year called Food Network Nighttime. It's primarily video based.
Oh, really?
So if you're a fan of one of our nighttime shows and you want to see next Food Network star on your phone, you can do that. But we were really excited to launch the In the Kitchen app because so many people were asking for it, saying, we want an app for your recipes. Give it to us. So we've been working on developing it for the past few months. It's launched so recently, but it's just done fantastically well for us so far. It's consistently been in the top 10 paid apps category.
Categories?
Yeah.
On
iTunes.
Amazing. Congrats.
Thank you so much. I know. We're absolutely thrilled with how well it's done so far.
So you just mentioned two apps. I didn't know that. The one, the Food Network at Night,
yes,
it's mainly video.
It is, yes.
And the In the Kitchen is essentially recipes.
Exactly.
Would you say a mini version of what's online?
I would say it is a mini version of what's online, but it's sort of your Food Network to go, or currently I would say Thanksgiving to go, because that's what's on everyone's minds. It's a way to really quickly and nimbly access recipes at your fingertips on your mobile phone. And it does have features that aren't included on the website. So, for instance, it has this really cool kitchen timer. So if you...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can just have that handy right there. The timer is there. It also has a shopping list functionality. So if you select a group of recipes that you know you want to make, you can have the shopping list right there on your phone. So as you're holding your iPhone in the grocery store, you have that available. You don't have to create a separate list on paper and a notepad. You also have that available right there. So yeah, in addition to the site features and the recipes, it does have some really cool tools that just very much make sense to have right there on your mobile phone.
Are there any things you guys are going to roll out in the next 3 to 6 months that are going to integrate other social media platforms? Like Facebook or Twitter, where you can tweet or Facebook some things, or maybe even talk to a large community of folks.
That's exactly what we're trying to do. We do have a very robust, very engaged community of people on Facebook. They love to ask questions. They love to comment. We constantly update it several times a day with what's happening on air, what's happening online, what our new features are, and we also tweet about those, so you can follow us there as well. But in terms of community, we just recently launched what are user profiles, which basically means that you now go to foodnetwork.com and you can create your own profile, and then you can interact with other members of the community. So I don't know if you've done that yet, Nicole.
I have not. That's
heard about that.
But no, that's exciting.
It's brand new. You can just go to the homepage and click on my recipe box, and it'll guide you through a way to create a really fun profile and talk about yourself and what your food interests are. And then it'll allow you to, you know, collect the recipes that you want to collect and find other people who have similar food interests to you. And we have a more and more versions. There you go. She is just in the middle of the page. It's sign up now.
Yeah, it's right in the middle of the page. Oh, okay. So something's going on. Might be my computer. But if you go to the middle of the page, it'll have a little sticky, red sticky button that says sign up now right under my recipe box. And I just went to Facebook. I thought this is the next question. I thought I was friends or like the Food Network on Facebook. And I was not, but I guess I was following maybe a fake foodnetwork.com thing. And that's a question I have, because I swear I have about 5 or 6 different Food Network handles or pages that I'm thinking is the official, but they're not. What are the official handles, Twitter handles of Food Network? I know there's one for Canada.
Mm-hmm, there is.
And what is the official fan page, or whatever you want to call it, on Facebook for Food Network?
So what you have to look for is the one that's just on Facebook. It's just Food Network, Food Space Network. It's not the Food Network. It's not Food Network Fans. There are lots and lots of other ones, but ours is just Food Space Network. Same thing on Twitter. It's just Food Network, all one word. That's the way to find it.
And I think another point to bring up with the one on Facebook, they're fan page is very robust. So when you go on there, it's not just you go, they have tabs, they've customized their Facebook thing. And on Twitter,
I'm pretty excited about that, what we're doing for Thanksgiving, actually. On Facebook, it's really cool. Like, you can actually give someone a gift of mashed potatoes, and there's a sweepstakes, and there are just all sorts of really fun things that you can do.
I love this thing, the great stuffing debate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. So what else do we have? We talked about the confusion. We cleared that up for all the folks that are listening, and there are three other communities folks might not realize are part of the digital family.
Mm-hmm.
They're food2.com and food.com. And the third one, I'm just trying to figure out if it's linked to Food Network, and that's the Wii game.
Right. We do have a Wii game also. It's pretty fun. It is an official, we have one official Food Network Wii game that can be purchased, and it's just very interactive. There are different food challenges on how quickly you can peel potatoes in the kitchen, and it's just kind of a fun thing to interact with. In addition to that, we do have a third sister site. So as you mentioned, we have food2.com, we have food.com, and we also have cookingchanneltv.com.
Oh, okay.
So for people who are lucky enough to have Cooking Channel as one of their cable networks, we also have cookingchanneltv.com, which is very similar to foodnetwork.com. It has information about all the shows on Cooking Channel, and it also has all of the recipes that appear on the shows and videos.
So cookingchanneltv.com and cookingchannel.com are essentially companion sites to the network, to the Cook Channel.
Right, cookingchanneltv.com is correct. Exactly. And Cooking Channel is a new network for us, too. People may not know about this because we just launched Memorial Day weekend. So you'll see some familiar faces like Emeril and Rachel and Bobby from Food Network. But in addition to that, we have some fantastic new programs that you haven't seen on Food Network and also some international programs that we've acquired as well. So some really cool cooking shows from Canada and the UK.
Yeah, I need to change my cable because I don't know what channel. I don't think I have it, so I need to check that out. And food2.com, I think we had a guest, I can't remember her name. Oh my gosh, she's gonna kill me. I think she used to work food2.com. So who is that? What's the target audience for food2.com?
Food 2 is so fun. Food 2 is kind of the Food Network for a younger generation, I would say, more for people who are kind of in their 20s. So it has a lot of really cool interactive features, and it really is appealing to a younger audience. And as you said, you noticed also that it's it kind of revolves around its blog, and also it has some fantastic online only videos as well.
I think that's my favorite thing about food2.com. I think Adam,
Adam's there.
Adam Roberts, amateur gourmet, he has videos. I definitely think he's one of my favorites. He had a great risotto video on here. I love food. I love all of the properties of Food Network Digital.
Thank you so much.
If you are listening, folks, and you forgot about Food Network, you couldn't have possibly forgotten about Food Network, please check out some of the digital platforms. Angela has done a great job of letting us know what we're possibly missing out on. Angela, do you have any parting words for some of your favorite Thanksgiving recipes you want to share with
this
listeners?
Weekend, some of my friends had suggested that we have a potluck so that people could practice maybe some new dishes that they wanted to make for Thanksgiving. Smart. Before they went to in-laws' houses and that kind of thing. I made a Brussels sprout gratin recipe.
Ooh.
That's from the current issue of Food Network magazine that you can find on the site. It's funny that you brought up Brussels sprouts earlier. I didn't grow up eating Brussels sprouts, but since I've moved to the East Coast, I absolutely love them. And this is the kind of dish where even if people don't think they like Brussels sprouts, if you add cream and breadcrumbs and cheese, I mean, everybody at my potluck just raved about that dish.
So you'll have to tweet that to me so I can send it out. I'm going to have to try that. Yes. Angela,
definitely.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hot Grease. Listeners, thank you for listening to Hot Grease. Join me every Monday at 3:30 live. Until then, always take the road less traveled. You're wrong. My own beliefs are in-